aims to provide the EU with new energy with a reverse Brexit. In short, Montenegro wants to become the 22nd member of the European Union by 2028. This Balkan country is making good progress towards this goal, but it also faces some obstacles. Presidential elections in France and plans to limit the voting rights of new member states could complicate matters. Montenegro would like to take the place of the United Kingdom as a full EU member from 2028. Whether this will succeed depends on several factors, including the French presidential elections. Montenegro is continuing to work towards becoming the 22nd member of the EU in 2028. The country wants nothing to do with a reduced membership with fewer voting rights, as some countries in Brussels advocate. However, Montenegro acknowledges that some upcoming elections in the EU, especially those in France, will cause uncertainty. It is no secret that there will be elections in several member states next year, said Montenegrin Minister of European Affairs Maida Gorcevic Wednesday during a visit to the European Parliament in Brussels. France is definitely one of the uncertainties. According to Gorcevic, the current French government is helpful with Montenegro's accession plans. But that is not all. It is up to the French president to decide whether the Parliament will have the final say in accession, a three-fifths majority is required, or if a referendum will be held. If the country elects a new president in April 2027, Marine Le Pen of the radical right Rassemblement National is a leading candidate, and her party opposes any EU expansion. Iceland says no. Referendums on EU membership often result in voters saying no, as was clear again last week when Iceland shut the door on accession. If France holds a referendum, Montenegro will face a costly campaign, said Gorcevic. Convincing French parliamentarians to agree could sometimes be easier. Other EU countries, such as Poland and Spain, also have elections next year. Spain recently linked approval of new member states to the requirement that Catalan, Basque and Galician be recognized as official EU languages. However, Gorcevic said she is now reassured about this. The Spanish government has assured her that its demands will not hinder Montenegro's accession. Strategically important. In addition to Montenegro, there are 8 other candidate countries. Kosovo has also applied for membership. Brussels considers EU expansion strategically important, primarily because otherwise China and Russia will have an opportunity to seize the EU's backyard. But the accession process has been slow for years. Croatia was the last new member in 2013. Montenegro has the best papers to become the next one, with the advantage of having a population of over 600,000. In the new multi-year budget, 3.2 billion euro has been allocated to the country, a fraction of the total EU budget of 2 trillion euro that Brussels is investing in. When asked what Montenegro can offer the EU, Gorcevic said it would be difficult for a small country to clearly articulate what it can bring to the table. Nevertheless, she tried to do so. 10 years after the EU was shaken by the British decision to leave, Montenegro's accession would symbolize a reverse Brexit, she said. We will be a reliable partner and can provide new energy, said Gorcevic. We can serve as a hub for investments in the Western Balkans, which is good for European companies. After Hungary. Recent experiences with Hungary have caused new hesitation within the EU about admitting new member states. Under Prime Minister Viktor Orban, the rule of law in the country was under pressure, and Orban frequently used his veto power to frustrate EU decision-making. As a result, there are proposals from member states for guarantees, such as financial sanctions against corruption and the erosion of principles like free press and independent judiciary. There are also plans to grant new member states no veto power on matters such as budgets, expansion, and foreign policy in the first instance. Gorcevic said she had no difficulty with the guarantees, as she has great confidence in the protection of the rule of law in her country. She is, however, against the idea of a membership with fewer voting rights. We want to be a full member, with 100% of the rights that come with it. She understands that EU countries are cautious due to recent experiences, but she believes there are enough examples of small member states that pose no problems. She cited Malta and the Baltic states as examples. Montenegro will also behave in that way.